Join us for Troops Fall In, a program bringing encouragement in Christ by military, for military, and their families. Now, here's the chaplain.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Chaplain Matt Hollenbeck with the New York Air National Guard. Let's go to God's Word together. Fall in. In my military career, I learned pretty quickly to get used to two things: waiting and being comfortable without knowing what's going on. Waiting for the ship to get underway, for the CO to give the order to move out, for air support to show up. That feeling of being in a holding pattern is a common scenario. And we have times like that in our lives. Seasons when it feels like nothing is moving forward and we don't know when it will. It can feel like God really isn't doing anything, or his plan just doesn't make sense. We know God does great things, but we wonder, why isn't he doing something important with me right now? Why aren't we doing something more than this? The people of Israel probably felt this way when the prophet Zechariah wrote in chapter 4, verse 10, "For whoever has despised the day of small things shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel." See, God was leading them to rebuild the temple that was destroyed by Babylon. But what they were rebuilding just seemed so small and pathetic compared to the wonder of the original. But God's message was clear: be patient. It may look insignificant now, but he's doing something incredible. When I left the army, I interviewed with a big and vibrant church in New Jersey. We were ready to move, or as ready as you could be to move to New Jersey. It seemed like the perfect next step that God had for me. But they didn't bring me on. Instead, after months of waiting, I was called by a tiny church near where I grew up. I didn't understand why God was sending me here when I thought I could be doing so much more. But I grew at that church. The church grew in size and devotion, and it led me to be in the right town at the right time to join the Air National Guard, where I'm serving today. It would have been easy to despise that small thing and keep looking for something bigger. But if I had done that, I would have missed the huge blessing that he had for me and the work he wanted to do through me. This is how our God works. From an overlooked brother named David, to a reluctant warrior named Gideon, to our Savior, born in a stable, God takes what looks unimportant and creates something incredible and eternal. Maybe you missed that promotion. Maybe you're in a place that just doesn't seem to have a church where you can thrive and serve. Maybe your family just feels in a rut and you're not growing in Christ like you want to. I encourage you to not despise the day of small things. God is still working. Philippians 1:6 promises, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Trust the work he is doing in you and the work he will do through you. To all of you, service members and family, thank you for your service. May the grace, love, and fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Fall out.
That was Air Force Chaplain Matt Hollenbeck and the program Troops Fall In. Encouragement in Christ by military, for military, and their families. Join us next time.